what we have done basically is to request the court to allow us address it as a non-member of the Rome Statute, because we are not members of the Rome Statute. We didn't sign up, but the law allows us as non-members to if we would like to address the court, we can make an application. So we did an application. Basically, we wanted to address the court on particular articles of the law over which we think we can be of use to the court in terms of the interpretation of certain articles regarding scheduling and, the approach of the court to the planning and scheduling of matters. So that is all we have done. We have put in our request. It's the court reserves the right to allow our request or decline our request. So this is all we have.
Some people are saying this could be a possible indication that Rwanda is considering becoming a state party to the Rome Statute, that is becoming a member of the International Criminal Court. Is that the case?
No. Are not planning to become a member of the Rome Statute. We are not. That's not the case. But we have requested as non-members of the Rome Statute, which we think is allowed. So we are not planning to sign up to the Rome Statute.
Why this time, especially when the Deputy President of Kenya and the former radio host Arap Sang, as well as President Kenyatta, have been scheduled to appear before the International Criminal Court? Why this time?
Yeah, the significance is that we want to address the court about our interpretation of certain articles in the Rome Statute with specific regard to the ongoing prosecution against the journalist and the deputy president and the excellency, the president of the Republic of Kenya. So it's not just a coincidence, it's in relation to that particular case.
What specific areas do you want to address the court?
It is generally on the issues surrounding scheduling. For example, if you have two high-ranking government officials attending a court, would you want to have both of them at the same time out of their countries when they are also at work back home in their own countries? So it is generally around those issues. But as for the little details of what we would want to address the court, I prefer to share it with you after we have been allowed and we have tabled this to the court first.
What do you think are your chances that the court will allow you to address it?
Honestly, my guess is as good as yours. Granting of the request to be unanimous is a complete reserve of the judges of the court. You can only make a request. That is what we have done. However, I do note that there is something coming through to the effect that the cases of these two parties will be alternating, not happening probably at the same time as we believe. So that is also something to take into consideration. But as for being allowed or declined, my guess is really as good as yours. I don't have any other source of hope better than you probably have at this time.